This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Brain Explorers. Today, I'm truly honored to have with us a very special guest, Christopher Schumann. Is a renowned conductor and celebrated for his work with orchestras worldwide, known for his passion, precision, and deep connection to the music. I'm so grateful that he could take the time to join us today. Let's dive right in. What first inspired you to pursue a career in conducting, and how do you think your brain processes the complex tasks involved in leading an orchestra?
I've loved classical music ever since I was little. I used to spend so much time listening to classical music tapes. It was my favorite thing to do. And conducting felt like the perfect fit for me because it's all about shaping music and bringing it to life, which I absolutely love. And when I'm conducting, my brain is doing a lot of things at once, keeping the beat, listening to the orchestra, and making sure the music feels just right. And to make that easier, I always prepare a lot beforehand. And that way my brain can focus on the moment and really enjoy making music with the orchestra.
How do you approach working with musicians from diverse backgrounds to create a unified sound? And what role does communication play in the brain during this process?
In rehearsals, the different backgrounds of the musicians don't really matter. What's important is working together to create a powerful interpretation of the music based on my vision for the piece. My goal is to inspire the musicians and get them excited about the music that we're making. Communication plays a huge role in this process. It's both verbal and nonverbal. The musicians need to trust me and feel enthusiastic about what we're doing. And for that to happen, I have to be empathetic and really connect with them.
What do you find to be the most challenging mental aspect of being a conductor, and how do you train your brain to handle those challenges?
One of the biggest challenges is balancing two things. It's leading with confidence and at the same time being sensitive to the mood and needs of the musicians. To train my brain for this, I focus on gaining experience and reflecting on what works and what doesn't. Over time, this helps me develop patterns that feel natural and authentic to my personality, allowing me to stay adaptable while staying true to my vision.
What's your process for building trust and communication with the musicians you lead, and how do you think your brain adapts to understanding so many different personalities?
Traditionally, orchestra musicians have a more passive role, but I try to change that by making sure every musician feels seen and appreciated. When musicians know their contributions matter, they play with more energy and connection. And to make this happen, I have to be very attentive and sensitive to what each musician brings to the music.
So, Brain Explorers, that's all for today, but stay tuned for part 2 of the discussion with Maestro Christopher Schumann. See you next time.